As a physicist, Haller told Einstein, you haven't a clue about blueprints. Until he could read and assess technical drawings, there would be no permanent contract. Haller took it upon himself to teach Einstein what he needed to know, including the art of expressing himself clearly, concisely, and correctly. Although he had never taken kindly to being instructed as a schoolboy or student, he knew that he needed to learn all he could from Haller. A splendid character and a clever mind. One soon gets used to his rough manner, Einstein wrote. I hold him in very high regard. As he proved his worth, Haller likewise came to respect his young protege as a prized member of staff. In October 1902, aged only 55, his father fell seriously ill. Einstein traveled to Italy to see him one last time. It was then, as he lay dying, that Hermann gave Albert his permission to marry Mileva, a prospect that he and Pauline had long opposed. With only Solovein and Habicht as witnesses, Einstein and Mileva married the following January in a civil ceremony at the Bern Registrar's office. Marriage is, Einstein said later, the unsuccessful attempt to make something lasting out of an incident. But in 1903 he was just happy to have a wife that cooked, cleaned, and simply looked after him. Mileva had hoped for more. The patent office took up 48 hours a week. From Monday to Saturday, Einstein started at 8 o'clock and worked until noon. Then it was lunch, either at home or with a friend at a nearby cafe. He was back in the office from 2 until 6. It left 8 hours for fooling around each day, and then there's also Sunday, he told Habicht. It was September 1904 before Einstein's provisional position was made permanent with a pay rise of 400 francs. By the spring of 1906, Haller was so impressed with Einstein's ability to tackle technically very difficult patent applications that he rated him as one of the valued experts at the office. He was promoted to technical expert, second class. I will be grateful to Haller for as long as I live, Einstein had written to Mileva soon after moving to Bern in the expectation that a job at the patent office would sooner or later be his. And he was. But it was only much later that he recognized the extent of the influence that Haller and the patent office exerted on him. I might not have died, but I would have been intellectually stunted. Haller demanded that every patent application be evaluated rigorously enough to withstand any legal challenge. When you pick up an application, think that anything the inventor says is wrong, he advised Einstein, or else you will follow the inventor's way of thinking, and that will prejudice you. You have to remain critically vigilant. Accidentally, Einstein had found a job that suited his temperament and honed his abilities. The critical vigilance he exercised in assessing an inventor's hopes and dreams, often on the basis of unreliable drawings and inadequate technical specifications, Einstein brought to bear on the physics that occupied him. The many-sided thinking his job entailed he described as a veritable blessing.